Yes, tell me what your father was.
Well, I hardly remember my father, you see. We were very small, there were three girls of us, and we were all very fond of
him. Yes.
But you know, children at that age, because he died young, you know, he died quite young. They were both my parents who died when they were 60.
Did they really?
Yes.
Yeah. You told me you were very fond of your mother when I saw you.
Well, don't you know, she was kind to children.
Was
she? Was patient to them, though. And she had to stand. I think my father was rather, he wasn't very good tempered, I think, sometimes, although I don't like to, they don't say that.
No.
I suppose the children do like their mothers best, you know.
You identified with her more.
What?
You identified with her more, did you, as children, more than your father?
Yes, Kylemore.
Hmm.
We never lived in Kylemore.
Hmm. And then you went to university, didn't you? You and your sister went to university in Ulster.
Oh, yes, well, that was long after. That was sort of quite a long time afterwards. Yes. She was a doctor.
That's right, yes. Yes.
She was a... she was a doctor.
How did you come to join the WSPU? What made you join it?
Well, you see, I had always been interested in people. And I don't remember, somebody wrote and said, would you to go over and join the procession? That was the procession that they took so many prisoners. I think that was 1928, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And I came over there and I had to go back again to school, for I was at the school, had the school at that time, you see.
Your mother was dead by then, wasn't she?
Oh, they both died within a year.
Yes, that's right, yes.
One died in May and the other died in September.
That's right, yes. And then, what made you join the women then? Why did you go to join the procession?
Well, that was the whole thing then, you know. Wasn't the whole thing, the women would come to their own, you remember old Carson, said, oh yes, we'll give them, they can address letters in the office or something like that. Fancy things. Like those things. So to a woman, is there anything in this world a woman isn't in the middle of? Nothing.
So then you joined the WSPU, did you, in Belfast?
Yes.
Was that in Belfast or
in
where?
In Belfast, yes.
Yes, I see. And was it?
I used to help at in a slum place. You see, a Dr. Elizabeth Bell. She came with me.
Did she?
She did. Yes. We both volunteered. They wrote and asked, would we have volunteers to go in the march? You see, and she. That was the one time they arrested so many people. 1911, you know.
Yes. Yes. And then did she? Did you work in the slum with Dr. Bell then?
Yes, yes.
Did you really?
Yes. I took a little baby of 6 months old down to, his mother was going into hospital. And I said, well, I'll take her down to the cottage. We had the cottage in the Northern Ireland. And I'll look after it for that. And so everybody swabbed in with what they could give, prams and go-karts, but
clothes
and anything that'll go. So that was what we did, how I helped those slums. Mm. You'd, they weren't, well, the peace wasn't so snobby then, I think.
Mm. So Dr. Bell was a suffragette as well, was she?
Oh dear, yes. Mm. She was. And then she had worked there, you see. She had worked there. Her, no, wait, is she Dr. Bell, Dr. Elizabeth Bell? Just seen Harold connect her. And Harry Ferguson. You know Ferguson, the tractor people?
Yes.
He was the first one bought. We used to sell papers in the north, in the street, you know, first. That was the first, outdoor work we did. And Harry Ferguson was one of the first to buy paper.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
That was Votes for Women you sold, was it?
Beg your pardon?
Votes for Women.
Yes, Votes for Women, that's right.
Mm. What was it like selling papers in the street?
Oh, it was generally people around, more people looking at us than anything else. Oh, it wasn't at all. You just, as I say, you never heed it.
Were they rude to you at all?
Oh, no, I don't. Not some of them were. You see, you'd always get the odd one that the men, of course, never bothered. There was one man, yes, wait, I see, I've forgotten how. Well, of course, Keir Hardie, you know, helped us. Because he was very fond of the other.
Sylvia Pankhurst.
Sylvia, I can never remember that name. Mm. It was such a funny name. I mean, I can't come across anybody with that kind of a name. Always Mary's or Margaret.
Were they all Protestants who joined?
Oh, not at all. It was not a nomination. Anybody could join.
Because the Catholic Church is rather conservative about women, isn't it?
Beg your pardon?
The Catholic Church is rather conservative about women's position.
Yes. Well, of course, you can't expect anything else, can you? They haven't studied it. Mm. They haven't put themselves into a woman's position.
Mm, that's right. But both Catholics and Protestants joined in Belfast.
Oh, yes, anybody. Mm. Can join.
Mm. And you came from a Unitarian family, didn't you?
Yours? Yes, our religion was, yes. In the town that I was born in, there were two Unitarian churches.
And did you do any speaking? Did you?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Can you remember your first speech?
Now wait a minute, see, I remember I can.
Because you sold papers first, did you?
Now wait a minute. Difficult. Somebody said after me, the first meeting I know that I was at, that if Miss Robinson and the people and her people would look after some prostitution house that was in Belfast, would take look after them or do something for them or something like this. So I said, he was a bit scathing, whoever he was. I said to him, well, I certainly will do anything that Carol said, if my friend will consent to take the trouble to look after the man on the side. So that brought down the house. I remember that quite well because I was quite calm over the head of it, but I That's what I said. If he would do his part, I would do mine. So that was all right. Everybody was very funny.
And did you speak quite often after that?
Oh, yes. I was often asked to come and speak at meetings. But I hadn't much time because I had a school to look after. And you can't go skipping about being a school to look after.
So then you went over to London to break the windows in 1912, didn't you?
1911.
11, was it? Yes. Mm. And how was that organised? Did you go over by yourself?
Beg your pardon?
Did you go over to England by yourself?
I told you I went with Dr. Elizabeth Vale.
I see, you both went.
She volunteered to come too, you see.
I see.
And then, of course, she had to go back because she had her practice in there.
Did she break...
She was one of the first woman doctors in Ireland.
That's right, yes. Yes. Did she break windows as well, or were you the only one?
Only girl that I broke windows with, it was another person, Dr. Elizabeth Bell, it was another person, somebody, she went and hunger strike to Ainsworth.
Did she?
Yes.
Did she?
She was when we were brought up from the day and night we broke the windows, we were bailed out with Lord Pethick Lawrence. He was a great man, and Keir Hardie and all those people. We went to Dane. He said, "I'll let you off this time, you promise not to do it again." And I said, "Oh, you're a lot indeed. I'll do it again." I said, "I'm Irish, and I'll do it again."
Do you remember being given your stones to throw? How was it organised? Were you given stones to throw?
Yes, we were given.
Where did you go to get them?
In Lincoln's Inn.
I see.
That was the headquarters there.
Yes. And then what? Were you told to go to special places?
We went to Holloway after that.
No, I meant to throw your stones. Were you each sent to one place?
No, you went to, if somebody wanted to hear something, you'd better have the songs to speak or something like that.
Mm.
It wasn't. You didn't take what one might say, like a part that was business-like. You were asked to come to speak about the women's suffrage and what it meant and why had you been in jail and all that sort of thing.
Mm, mm. Do you remember breaking your window?
Oh, quite easily.
Can you tell me about it?
Beg your pardon?
Can you tell me what it was like breaking the window?
Oh, just hit at the stone and put it right through the window. I must be a very good shot. It was good, enough of a good stone.
You threw your stone, and then what happened?
Well, then, of course, the police had been, it was because they wouldn't let us into the House of Commons to give the petition, you see. And then that's when,
And then were you arrested straight away?
Straight away, of course. Mm-hmm. A policeman.
Did he treat you nicely, or...?
Oh, he was quite polite. As far as I remember, I can't remember. I suppose I didn't bother about that, so, of course, I went to stay with some friends then for the 2 months after. You see, you were remanded for a fortnight.
Mm. Who did you stay with then, Miss Robinson?
You know, I stayed with some friends that are long since gone.
Mm.
I was just reading an old letter from one of them.
Mm. And then you went to prison. What happened when you went to prison?
You were in prison.
Yes.
You were in Holloway.
And what...
I was back in Holloway not long ago. At least I was back with the National Council of Women. I belonged to the English National Council of Women. They gave me that honour. They said they were so pleased. And I went with my niece, you see, and I spoke at that. I said, called some of them by my... You were busy with your own. You went to meetings the way you would go to speak at a meeting about something.
Mm. Mm. And did you... would you have good food in prison? What was the food like?
Oh, no, the food was very bad. My nails went all funny, you know. They kind of were separated. They all expected it was the bad food.
Mm.
When we went in, there wasn't a bit of it. There was a long pipe along the prison, and there wasn't a bit of air and things. So we had to properly, you know, the wee tiny windows that are. We had to break a few of those before we got any help. That was the time that Pethorn bailed us out. You see, he was a very nice man. It's both him, he and they weren't militant, you know.
Yes.
Some people were militant, others were didn't accept that you did quiet.
Did you see the other prisoners at all, or were you kept separate?
Yes, I made some good friends. But they're gone.
Who was in with you? Do you remember?
Well, that's just what I'm trying to think. She went afterwards to Aylesbury. Mm. I know that Aylesbury prison, that's a stricter prison, and she was in the forcible feeding.
That's right, yes. You didn't...
I wasn't forcibly fed. No.
Because you had to get back to your job, I suppose.
I had to get back to my work. Mm. You see, my sister was married.
Is that your doctor sister or the other
yes,
one?
Yes, my doctor sister.
Mm.
Well, I couldn't stay with her. At least I didn't. But they were suffragettes, you know, what they call suffragettes.
Your other two sisters, you mean?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Mm. What did your third sister do?
Beg your pardon?
One of your sisters was a doctor. What was the other one? Did she have a career as well? You had...
My third one.
Or was she just...
No, she was musical.
Was she?
Yes. She played the violin.
Hmm?
Yes.
Professionally?
Oh, no. No, unprofessionally.
Hmm.
No, she played for amusement. We used to play at home. On Sunday nights, you know, sometimes I was brought up a Unitarian, which is a very, it's not a narrow religion at all, you know, you're allowed to do what you like. I mean, it's not, as long as you, so she played the violin, remember I used to play the violin with I would play the piano and she would sing to my father on Sunday nights, you know, that sort of thing.
And your mother was pro-Boer, wasn't she, in the Boer War? I think you told me. She supported the Boers in the Boer War.
Well, she was for the Boers. Yes. She was more liberal. My father was a conservative, you see, well, you know what the conservatives are.
Mm.
He had a great example of Carson.
Were they both Unitarians, both your parents?
Oh, yes, they were. Mm. That's how I remember. It wasn't talked about. I remember sitting when we used to be coming home from school of Father O'Brien. I remember used to walk up and down the street. We used to, when we were passing, he'd always shake hands with us. I think it was just because that he knew my father and that sort of thing. Snobbish bit about it too, Lord.
Yes, yes. What did you do? You came back then from being in prison. Was that a great disgrace?
Was it
a disgrace to have been in prison, or didn't people mind?
Oh no. You know, it was odd at that time. It was an event. No. I don't think so. I mean, I never looked at it that way.
And your sisters didn't disapprove?
Oh, but they were great suffragettes too. We were all brought up very broadly, if you know what I mean, as regards religion.
Yes. And that made you broad about
women? Well,
women.
It is a much more, one might say, educated religion, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
But how did you come to go to university then? It was unusual for women to go to university then. Why did you go to university?
Well, now that I couldn't tell you.
And you were...
I mean, didn't think of it at all, I suppose. I thought that was the old way to get... You had to do something like that wait, let me see how that goes. It was the old Royal, you know, which was quite a different thing. I remember I got honours in something in the Second Arch or something like that. Don't you know, it's that sort of thing. You go on with it till you finish. Then I don't know how the... Oh, somebody... I can't remember very well how the school... you know that there would be opposition from the people at that time.
Mm.
And then my great-grandfather it must have been, married twice. And the second wife... My mother had left home at this time, you see, because they didn't approve. I mean, she wasn't a snob again, snobbish again. and then came to this place, Granshaw, where they lived. And I was written through, was it you that written through the records and said the thing?
No, I don't think so, no.
Somebody looked through the records and found that my grandfather owned 6 houses.
Did he really?
But they'd got this mill house, you see, and it was snobbish. It's all snobbish.
Mm.
At that time, there was a good deal of that politics at that time.
Mm, there was.
I loved.
Anyway, you became a professional schoolmistress.
Yes.
Didn't you? Oh, and that was your life's work, really, wasn't it? Till you retired.
Of course, I retired in 34.
Mm. And what have you done since then, Miss Robinson?
Well, I came to live here, you see.
Yes.
In the West.
In Letterfrack, was that?
That was at Dorsleague, yes.
Yes. And what did you do then? Did you still work for women here, or...?
No, I'd retired. You see, money was valuable then. I thought when I'd finished... So I sold the school, you see.
I see. And then you lived in Letterfrack.
I lived in the, with him. I had a nice old maid. She came with me from the school.
And did you join in the Country Women's Association. The Country Women's Association.
Oh, the Irish Country, yes. Mm-hmm. Then we started that.
What did you... You started it, did you?
Well, we were one of the founder members, yes. I don't know where I wish I knew where I went. Where I'd put that.
And what did you do in the Country Women's Association?
We tried to interest them in growing in arts and crafts and growing vegetables and all the rest of it. And then we sold them, the ICA, Irish Country Women's Association, sold them on one day in the week we had a market. And we sell them. Still have it, of course.
Was it difficult to get women organised round here?
No, not when they're nearly all very educated women. They have sense, if you know what I mean. In fact, as I say, we've shown them how to grow all vegetables so much now that at this time is vegetable short. Very funny. We'd hardly anything the last day, Tuesday was the market day, they were sold out in half an hour then.
And so did you join any other movements for women round here, or was that the only one really?
Well, the Irish Country Women's is the non-denomination, isn't it? And anybody could join it. Mm.
And what does it do for women? How does it help women round here then, the one you joined?
Well, as I tell you, it showed them how to grow, to make arts and crafts and all the, you know, those crocheting things.
Handicrafts, yes.
Yes, all that sort of thing. That would
Don't trip over my...
Till I say snobbishness came into the middle of it. I think it did for a while.
Yes.
Because women that didn't know much wouldn't be likely to be interested in it.
Mm, mm.
It was intelligent.
It was the more intelligent women.
Yes, it was the more intelligent women.
Yes.
But I always loved that.
Name was Kennedy.
Yes, Margaret Kennedy.
Mm. And that was your...
That was taken in Bridge Street.
Oh, yes.
Maybe I suppose it was an old place that they had there.
Mm.
Mm. That was a one that was...
Do you remember her as housekeeping and looking after the house?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Well, did she have servants to look after the house?
Oh, yes. Yes. We had a nurse and two servants.
Did you?
Yes, a nurse and two looked after the three children. There were three children, you see. And then, as I say, my grandfather married again. Or was that from grandfather's time? Oh, it was just, I think it was from a religious point of view. We were brought up broadly and we remained broadly.
Mm. Mm. What did she do with her time if the housekeeping was done by servants? How did she spend her time?
Well, there was the garden. My father was a keeper of flowers and he worked in a greenhouse and they had a very good vegetable garden, I remember that. And my mother, it's just what people did in those days.
Mm.
And the agent people came and called, and you had your home day and all that sort of thing.
Did she spend a lot of time on her dress and her appearance?
No, she did not. Because, you see, when she left home, she had to work for us.
Did she?
Well, she had to because as I say, my father and mother both died when they were 60. So So then after that, I had a letter from, it was, it's vague that, you know, but I could see that there was a good deal of snobbishness about it, and Broadens should be brought up broadly, if you know what I mean.
Because it was a very narrow society, wasn't it?
Oh,
very...
well, it would be, naturally, wouldn't it?
Mm. Very Sabbatarian and yes. Things like that. What about drinking? Did your father, was your father a teetotaler?
In business? Oh, yes. He was a great businessman.
Was he a teetotaler? Did he think you shouldn't drink alcoholic drink?
No, he was not. No, he wasn't. He wasn't a teetotaler.
So you had drink in the house, did you?
Oh, there was always, yes. I don't remember anything about that part of it. I mean, not much, because it wasn't. And with younger people, it wasn't.
Do you think your mother was an important influence on all the girls?
Beg your pardon?
Was your mother an important influence on you and your sisters, do you think?
Oh, yes.
An inspiration to you?
She was something to do with the nursing society.
Was she?
She had in the town, yes.
She had a nursing society, did she? I didn't know that.
Yes, we had a nursing society. People, you know, like, I don't know what that would be like compared to today, I suppose. You see, after all, it was a backward time, wasn't it? It was, money was the thing, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. Where?
Although you hadn't much money, everybody had much money, so don't you know, it didn't count.
Yes. So where was this nursing society? What was the name of the town then?
Banbridge.
Banbridge.
Born.
So she used to go off, did she, in the afternoons?
Well, she did. She had to do. She had something to do with it. I know that quite well. And we had the library connected with the church.
So she did quite a lot of good works.
Oh yes, she was. Don't you know, she's always doing something, and we were always just following in her footsteps.
So do you think she would have approved of you joining the suffrage movement?
Oh, yes. It was, yes, of course she would.
What about your father?
Well, that, I don't, when I, we weren't old enough to know that. I couldn't tell you what, you don't remember the year of the Tay disaster?
That was 1882, I think. That was a long time back, wasn't it?
Well, I know that the night of the Tay disaster, there was in our house, that we were getting baths, and there's some drain that was up very high up the hill burst and came right down and ran through the kitchen, kitchen room and out by the front door.
Did it really?
I remember that.
Goodness.
But the men were very small, though. That's
yes,
a good one.
Would be,
isn't
yes.
it? 34.
Yes.
Is that 34? No.
You would be about 6 then, I think.
I was 5 years older than the Evie, yes. I suppose so. Yes, about that.
So your mother set the example of your doing social work, really.
Thank you, Mom.
Your mother started you off on social work. Really, did she? Did your mother start you off on social work, would you say?
Oh, no, she had always been doing things like that. She had always taken an interest in it.
And
I used to run the library on Sunday afterwards in the church, you know, where the library and I used to run the library.
And did your sisters
sing in the choir sometime? I shall never sing a solo in the choir.
Did your sisters help as well in local?
Oh yes, they were all very years. As I say, my second sister played the violin. My third sister was a doctor. So there you are.
They were active people.
They were all people who, don't you know, took an interest in things.
Yes, yes. They were lively people.
Lively people, right now.
What happened to your sister who played the violin? What did she do later in life?
Well, her husband was the conductor of the Belfast Philharmonic Society.
Was he?
He was.
So your sister was a doctor all her life, was she? Till she died? Your...
Well, she was married, you know.
Yes. But she carried on practicing as a doctor, did she?
Oh, no.
Didn't she? Mm. It's a very interesting family. Three talented sisters like that. It's very unusual. All together.
Well, as I say, it was because we were Celts.
And because you were Unitarians.
And Unitarians.
Mm.
I do believe that was the reason.
Yes, yes. I'll go and see if she's out there, shall I?